It is the post-match show on the train home from the Emirates after Liverpool have lost 3-1 to Arsenal. On the train, I have got Craig Cannon, I've got Phil Blundell, and I am John Gibbons. Phil, it was a bit of a mad game, really. Liverpool didn't play well, but then all the goals are, like, in the wrong way, like, a bit unusual, and so it's hard to... I find it a really hard game to analyse because first half, I thought we weren't really at the races, but then we went in 1-1. I thought, strangely, our best period was second half, and then we can see the goal sort of out of nothing, a goalkeeping mistake, and then don't really respond well enough to that, I don't think, and then they obviously get a bit of a mad third. It's just the way the goals come, they made it hard for me to analyse, but when I try and look at the whole game, I think, well, ultimately, Liverpool weren't good enough to feel like you feel hard done to.
Yeah, it was a weird game because, like, we were very lucky. Let's be honest, we were lucky to go in 1-1 at half time, weren't we? On the basis of the balance of play, the fact that we had a couple, like, Gakpo had a couple of sort of, he had a snapshot that went wide, and he had one where he sort of got on the end of a cross that went straight at Raya. But other than that, we didn't create very little. But saying that, after half time, I thought we came out. I thought we were the better side up until they went 2-1 up. I didn't feel under any threat whatsoever. I thought we were fairly comfortable. Like, I think. On the basis of what I saw, I feel like the game probably ends 1-1 without us giving them a goal, because that was what we did, wasn't it? We just gave them a goal. The two of them made a similar one away at Fulham in 18-19, I think we thankfully managed to turn that round and win, but it was just similar to that one where it was just a bit like, ah, come I can get away, I can cope with one of you doing something a bit mad, but please not two of you at the same time. Like, I was basically waiting for Van Dijk to just empty it, and then you think, oh, he's not emptied it, but the keeper should have it, and then you're like, ah, the keeper's not got it, it's a problem. And that was the annoying thing, isn't it? I thought we got back, we battled back into it, and I thought we were controlling it.
Absolutely.
Sort of 20-25 minutes, that goal, I can't remember when it was, but I felt like we'd weathered it, and their heads had gone a little bit. Not like they weren't in meltdown or anything, but I think they would have been like, oh, Christ, that we've done all that first half, and then we got to there, and that's what happened. And to let them back in like that, it's a cruel blow, really, wasn't it?